Okay, Tuesday night, Elul Lamed, Sivan. Tvar Halachim was. So, say Alav Yavon and Chodesh. And we say, Zachinu Hashem Okeinu Bola Tova, Ufagdenu Vola Vrachova, Ushainu Vola Chayim. So, let's say, in Chas Hashas we'll talk about. So, people answer Amen to those phrases. Zachinu Tova, Ufagdenu Vola Vrachova, Ushainu Vola Chayim. But that's only a minute. No, it's not a place, an obligation, certainly not to answer Amen. And it's only a minute. And then when benching, if you're in the middle of benching, so it wouldn't matter if you're in the middle of the bracha and you hear someone saying it, you can't answer Amen. You're in the middle of a bracha. It's also a hafzik in benching. So you certainly have to make sure you do not answer Amen to those phrases. But even if you already finished, Ronei Brachamov Yushaloyim Amen, and let's say you're waiting maybe for the Mezamein, you're waiting for him to finish, and he's saying Yalav Yavo, so also you cannot answer. According to most Achronim, you can't answer even though you've finished the Brach. Maybe Dar Chasulan says cryptically a little, he just says that the Choymer of benching, that you can't be mafsik, not even for Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruchu in the middle of a bracha, he says that doesn't apply to the fourth bracha. Because the fourth bracha is only Drabonin. It doesn't have the same Choymer, Chumra, first three brachas. Whether the Orach HaShulchan would allow you to answer Amen to these phrases, I think is doubtful. You're still in the middle. First of all, if you're in the middle of the fourth bracha, so certainly you can't enter an amen. That's a minug. You're in the middle of a bracha. You're not going to be mafsik. Even if it wouldn't have a special chumrah, but you're in the middle of a bracha. But maybe according to Aruch HaShulchan, after you finished Bnei Brachmov Yishalayim Amen, Bnei Brachmov Yishalayim, and then the mezamein or anyone really is saying Zochenu Hashem Elokeinu Bola Tova, maybe according to Aruch HaShulchan it would be okay to answer, but I don't think it's not clear at all that Aruch HaShulchan would go so far. All he says is that the fourth bracha doesn't have the chumrah of the first three, but to answer an amen, that's completely a minig, and it's like saying amen by Yechad Shehu, you know, or when you bench Rosh Chodesh, or in Elokeinu Kevul Seinu of Musaf, of Rosh Chodesh, you also say Amen. It's all a minug to say Amen. It's like answering Amen after the Harachamans. And when I was growing up, people said the Harachamans. And they would say Amen. If someone was leading the benching, they would say Amen after every Harachaman. But again, all these things are Menhagim, not Chiyuvim. And therefore, you have to be careful, because sometimes, like you almost automatically answer Amen when you hear someone saying these phrases in benching. So you have to be careful not to during benching. During Chazaras HaShatz, it's nice to answer, you know, it's a minute to answer and you should answer. It's a nice tefillah. Okay, that's it. Now we're going to learn the first day of Rosh Chodesh, by the way, Lamed Sivan. We're in Shaira Kniya, in Chavis Aldovis. In the middle of Perek Gimel, he explained what Kniya is. We're not going to go over. But he gives, Perek Gimel is a very interesting Perek. He gives 10 examples of situations in life that you're going to feel Kniya. So like most of them, well, the first six are Stamazai, and the last four are, or maybe arguably the last three, are vis-a-vis Hashem. That your kniya is taka Hashem related, you feel nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the purpose of this perek? It's not clear to me, not clear. I think it's to show you the depths, I'm suggesting, to show you the depths of kniya. People will be familiar with all of these scenarios that he depicts, and they'll understand. If a person is sick and can't move and he has to be wheeled around in a wheelchair, or if he owes money and he can't pay it, which it used to call for kniya, now it calls Nowadays it calls for chutzpah, but it used to call for kniya if you have money and you can't pay it. So and then you recognize the situations, and you have the and you realize how deep kniya touches you, because it shatters your ego, it shatters your ma'amad. Every person feels some superiority, some egotism, some egoism, and this shatters it. So then you realize, maybe, that's what I think, you could extrapolate, and when you have the Chiyuv Kniya towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the Shar is about, so you'll know how deep it has to touch. It can't be superficial, it can't be anything less than touching the depths of your being, and you recognize, because you recognize how you feel. There's an Eved, that's an Eved, and he can't go out, and he's or a prisoner, and he can't get out, and he's depending on the person who put him in prison for his breakfast and his lunch and his supper, and you know. So you realize how that person feels. Anyway, the last three, Hashminis is Kshayichashev, so we're in Paragimel. Kshayichashev and Nafsho Bamroso Elokim B'Talvoso. The Chavzalovas would like you to be nichna when you realize that you are not fulfilling Hashem's wishes as much as you can, and you appreciate and realize, and this is the whole Chavzalovas' world's view, that Hashem is showering you with tova, showering you with beneficence, showering you with good things. So he says, so he wants that. He holds that that would create a natural emotion of kniya when you realize that Yimshalim Ra Tachas Tova. You know, Halabaya would be true, but that's what he says. Vashminis Cheichashiv Im Navsho, Bahamrosohu Elokim, when you're going, rebelling against Hashem. But Tovoso, it might even mean with the Tova Hashem gave you. Hashem gave you intelligence, Hashem gave you the power of speech, Hashem gave you the power to walk. So it might even be not just although he gives you Tova, but it might even mean Bitovoso, you're being Mamra Hashem with the goodness that he gave you, with it. Uvato bo b'mokom hashvacho leho. So here b'mokom hashvacho leho, I meant instead of being Mishabech Hashem, but it might even mean instead of, in the sense of you're using it, the ikona v'yevosh v'yikolamino alokim. You know, halalai, this would be true. But, you know, he has a piece in here, when you owe money, you also should be nichna. So that's kind of old-fashioned. So maybe this is also old-fashioned. When you think about, kids, when you think about your flaws in Avodas Hashem, and you realize that Hashem is showering you with tova, so you should be misbayesh. You should be pasuk in Ezra. We say it in Slichas. Alakai boshli v'nichlamti la'rim alakai panai elecha ki avonoseinu ravula malarosh vashmoseinu godla ad l'shamoyim. So what's the busha? So the Chavzalov is learning the busha is because you're always in the process of getting good things from Hashem. So that's why he calls the busha. He doesn't. You know, that's how that's his worldview. Like I said, he doesn't, because you can say Shlam Busha, the way the other Musar Svarim explain Busha as a part of Yiras Hashem, that you boast because the Melech HaGadol you're going against, so you're like you feel bad and described as Busha. But the Chavzalovas has a more down to earth Busha, because you're getting, you're receiving, and this is how you're paying back, and that's of course the Busha. Hachias is when you have things happen to you and you feel, this is already a long discussion when things happen to people, but if you feel that Hashem is talking to you and giving you musar and being mochiach you to better your ways, that's what your instincts tell you. That would only be through your own instincts. We don't have Nevi'im anymore. V'yachlimenu al hamroso also. You know, Kamo Shomer al Achav, Haroiso ki nichna Achav milafonai. Achav did show that Kenia when there was no rain and there was starvation and he was nichna. Vasiris, when you think about Yom Amisa,
See, again, this is how you're supposed to feel. You know, halavai, the last three would be as natural as the first seven. Sheyargish bekirvus hamavus uvo yomo, v'yachshav be'emus hamavus, umamad hadin v'hacheshbon, v'yikoneh, v'yoshuach, v'tekel nafsho be'enov, meaning you, like, you don't know where to turn. You don't feel so uppity anymore. You feel like, oh my, you feel lowly. You feel embarrassed. You feel lowly. V'yischorit achalifas yomov. Then all of a sudden you say, where did the years go? U'kolos chayom m'blit seder. You don't have enough. You didn't pack for the trip. V'ma'asim tovim. Yikadmei mufonov v'eis noso. Kamo shenemar. Pachadu b'tzion chatoim. They're afraid because they don't have luggage to take on this trip. So then you feel nichna. And that's a good feeling. At least the kniya is. But this is 10 circumstances of feeling kniya. He doesn't talk about, because that's an other prokim. This is not the kniya of the shar. Shara kniya talks about an ongoing kniya that you should always feel. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paragimel gave 10 scenarios where you will feel nichna, like without musar, you know, so to speak, without the kniya towards Hashem that the Shara is trying to teach you to have. It's telling you 10 natural scenarios where you would feel the kniya, which we want to achieve every day, always, vis-a-vis Hashem. Okay.